Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for Thou art my praise. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. 1. The chilled bite of the winter wind pulled against Jace Lovell's cowboy hat, causing him to reach up and press one palm firmly on top of his head to keep it in place. A native of Gold Valley, Montana, and now the foreman at Horseshoe Home Ranch that spread partway up one of the mountains that surrounded the valley, Jace understood the weather, almost like he and Mother Nature had come to an agreement. But he didn't smile at the drifts of snow along the path leading from his cabin to the administration lodge, or the promise of more wet weather. He wasn't planning on smiling at all, because today, he had to conduct interviews to hire an interior designer to renovate everything. Yep, those were the directions he'd received from the ranch owner's wife, Gloria Brush. Renovate everything. Cowboy cabins, including his, the administration lodge, even the organization and flow of the tack rooms and stables and barns. Everything. And Jace, as foreman, had to sit through an entire day of interviews, caged between the walls when he could be feeding cattle or sweeping out horse stalls or almost anything but talking to people and sitting in a chair all day. At least the interior designers were coming to him. He climbed the stairs to the administration lodge, which functioned and looked just fine to him, and pushed through the door. A rush of heated air warmed his skin, driving away the icy chill that had kissed his cheeks. He lifted his hat, ran his fingers through his dark hair, and settled the hat back into place. The lodge buzzed with activity. In anticipation of the upcoming interviews, he had the boys organizing tables and chairs this morning. He took a deep breath and tried to imagine the spacious building differently. But he didn't have the eye or mind of a designer and couldn't really picture anything that wasn't already there. Surely the designer wouldn't be satisfied with functionality. Oh no. Leave it to Gloria to try to make a cattle ranch feel like a day spa. Jace wasn't entirely sure why Gloria wanted to remodel, and a skin of worry encased him. Were they preparing to sell Horseshoe Home? What would become of him if they did? He'd just gotten his footing as foreman, and he'd grown up on the ranch as his father had been foreman before Jace. He squared his shoulders and dismissed his rampant worries. He'd ask Gloria why she wanted the renovation the next chance he got. No sense in worrying about it until then. As he glanced around, he noticed that the carpet was worn, but this was a working ranch with 24 cowboys coming and going. The walls had been repainted a bright white just last year. He'd spearheaded that campaign during one of the worst weather weeks Montana had ever witnessed. Besides feeding and watering the livestock, the cowboys stayed indoors. 60 degrees below zero would do that to a ranch. The high ceilings bore the skeleton of the majestic wooden structure, with exposed beams slanting toward the pinnacle of the roof. Desks and chairs littered the open space out front, and doorways lined the perimeter. See, the lodge used to be the homestead. So the kitchen had stayed put, but the large dining room had been set up as a break room of sorts, where cowboys could eat lunch or relax. The bedrooms down the hall functioned as offices for the accountant, the foreman, and the owner. The open living area had become their meeting room, and a few of the cowboys had desks to keep sales reports, folders of information about feed supplies, and whatever else they needed to do their particular job well.
All set, boss.
Landon, the tall former rodeo star, approached Jace.
I even had Howie clean the bathrooms.
The owner had a cleaning service come through the lodge every week, but they weren't scheduled to come until Thursday, and that was nowhere near enough with 30 men using the building day in and day out.